You bring up a valid point with that. You know, the waitresses are bad, but also the waitresses themselves, they could be having a bad day, get up on the wrong side of the bed, or, you know, not feeling well. I dealt with that with the two ladies that I discussed over the years. Again, we were all in our 20s, and again, 40 years ago, a lot can change, and well over 40 years, really. You go back to 1978, but when it all started with me and the future ex and her sister. But times have changed, society's changed, attitudes have changed. But if it gets down to the bottom line, just, you know, good service, you know, served with good food, you know, like they say, we talk about the cooks and everything else. I mean, it takes a whole team to make it right, of course. But it's like it's snowing out in West Bloomfield, because on the news they're talking about this shooting out there. Live shots, it's actually snowing. And I just heard on my scanner that the wind is so bad that there's power lines arcing in the area of 11 Mile and John R., which I'm about a mile and a half from, I would say, to the south and west of where I live. So, yeah, I don't know what it's going to be like out there today, but haven't heard from Tom, KEAKJO, yet, so I don't know what the roads are going to be like, if he's going to be on the road, for sure. Everybody else is gone, so it sounds like it's you and me, Rick.
I do have one comment about the eliminating the tips, and that's, you know, we don't do it in any other industry, even service industries. You know, if you get a, you know, plumber comes to your house and fixes your pipes, you know, whether you get a good one or a bad one, you don't tip. We don't tip. And my industry is service related. You know, it's like we don't tip in any other service industry. So I get that. The way you deal with that is you just don't go to that place, and or you tell the owner, or you pay. That would be a real tip if somebody goes above and beyond, you know, and you decide to do something that's totally unexpected, you know. So I don't buy that. Yeah, I get it. You know, they're both getting paid the same, but there'll be other ways for that feedback to, you know, to get back to the owner, and then they get fired, you know. So, you'll never convince me tip culture is a good thing.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good point, Sean. That's for sure another good point. There's so many different things to look at and so many different angles that this can be approached on. So I mean, we could carry this on all day, but we all have things to do here. So, but yeah, I'm seeing now, I'm watching the weather on the news, and snow is everywhere. It's out in West Bloomfield. Traffic is, I'm watching traffic slowdowns. The crash out there, Orchard Lake and 696, has still got the freeway closed for the last couple of hours. And just before you jumped in, Sean, I mentioned to Rick about Tom. I wonder where Tom is today, if he's going to be out in this mess, because it looks like it's going to be bad everywhere. And like I said, there's power line issues already. I guess there's power lines down at the area of 11 and John R. So that's about it for now. I am going to wrap up because my coffee is getting cold, and it's homemade coffee, so I can get it reheated. And you know, I'm just drinking black boring coffee today. So I'll let Rick finish up, and everybody have a great day. W8RCY.